nur Golf auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Die BMW International Open 2019 in München stehen in dieser Woche auf dem Programm der European Tour und sind damit natürlich auch fester Bestandteil hier bei nur Golf auf meinsportpodcast.de. Malte Asmus begrüßt euch zu einer Sonderausgabe, denn so langsam da trudeln die Spieler ein, die dann ab Donnerstag in München-Eichenried an den Abschlag gehen. Gestern haben wir euch ja schon ausführlich vom ersten Tag mit den ersten Pressekonferenzen berichtet, hatten Interviews mit Martin Keimer, Matt Wallace oder auch Maximilian Kiefer für euch im Angebot und heute setzen wir das natürlich fort, denn wie bereits gesagt, weitere Stars trudeln ein. So zum Beispiel auch der zweimalige BMW International Open Sieger Thomas Björn, der Ryder Cup Captain, gab sich heute die Ehre und unsere Kollegin Desiree Wolf vor Ort in München-Eichenried, die hat zusammen mit dem Kollegen der European Tour, mit Tom Carlisle, die Möglichkeit gehabt, ausführlich mit Thomas Björn zu sprechen.
Thomas, returning to the BMW International Open, it's an event that you've obviously won twice, so you have very happy memories of this event.
Yeah, no, I mean, I said it last night, at the dinner. It's when you play as long as I do, you grow relationships, don't you, with places and golf courses, and obviously coming here late 90s and very quickly figured that this was a place that I get on quite well with, and then I was fortunate to win it in 2002, but it was it's one of those that always get a tear, especially when it's in Munich. It always gets a tick for me. I enjoyed the years in Cologne that it's been there, but I have a strong, I always believe at golf tournaments that has a good history and they seem to have a belonging in one place, and this tournament belongs here, even though we've been in Cologne for a couple of times, but it's I think the players enjoy it. Obviously the golf course has changed quite dramatically over the years with extensions to the golf courses and now new greens, but it's just a home, and you get that BMW feeling as well when you're here because it's their home. So it's a great event to come to, and I enjoy being here, but yeah, I got great memories from on the golf course as well, which is nice, but it's a long time now. As I said to somebody over on the range, it was almost in a different millennium, so that puts it a bit in perspective.
Indeed. And can you talk to me about those experiences as well? Because looking at the leaderboard, I mean, Bernhard Langer is second to you on both those occasions. So what's that like when you're going up against the home favourite?
Yeah, that was tough, but a great challenge. This Bernhard won every tournament in Germany bar this one, and so that was always a bit of a thing when you got there on Saturday, and that kind of was evolving in front of. And obviously, you got to, in those environments, you got to stand up and be very focused and concentrated on what you do. But I've always had kind of that, especially at that time, had that feeling that I look forward to that challenge and then the result will be whatever the result will be, but you enjoy those moments because those moments always presents itself in big events, and when you get to the majors and you get, if you were going to go up against Tiger in a major, if you were going to go up against some of the best players, and you were always going to be the one that the crowds weren't pulling for, so have those moments where you stand up and try and live that. And when you go back to around 2000 and Bernhard Langer in Germany, that was a big name, and it was tough, but it was fun. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Absolutely. And returning to the present, it's your first appearance since your injury. What's it like getting back into the groove in preparing for a tournament?
Yeah, tough. You just lose that kind of feeling of, normally you can hit balls for 3 or 4 hours and you can kind of do all your things, and now after 40 minutes you're struggling a bit. I have been sitting down a lot to just recuperate, really, and so it's been tough, but I'm looking forward to it. I have literally no expectations for this. I enjoy being here, and Marco called me a few weeks ago and said, what do you think? And I was like, well, I'll do anything because it's here. If it's probably been anywhere else, I probably had spend another week trying to get working on things, but I said to Mark, I want to be here. Also, that BMW relationship that is so strong through the Ryder Cup, and so I felt it was important that I was here, and then we'll see how the golf goes. You never know. Golf is a funny game.
Indeed. And talking about those relationships, while you've been away from the golf course as a player, you've taken on sort of an ambassadorial role, in a sense, in that you went to Maine in Denmark, you supported the tournament, you've also had the book launch with Mike Calvin as well. So what's that been like? Has that been a new experience, or building on previous experiences?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the book is interesting because, I mean, I know it's the first time I'm out on tour, and there's a few players that's been reading and been looking at it, and there's a lot that don't want to read and don't want to, and that's kind of, and also that's pretty much what I expected from it. You know, it's, this is a very critical environment. I think a lot of people around golf would quite enjoy reading the book, you know, and sit down, and Keith certainly enjoyed reading it and passed it on to the members of staff, I think, and I think that's, you know, I think that environment will enjoy it. The players are more like, they'll be, because it touches a lot on your weaknesses as a human being through sports, and not everybody, some wants to know everything and some doesn't want to know anything at all, so it's kind of a juggle between the players. But, you know, getting quite good feedback, and that's been interesting, having those conversations, because they lead to what happens in the book, to what it leads to is a greater conversation about what sports people go through, and I think there's a big taboo in the world of sports about, if you're a sportsman and you're a successful one, you're not really allowed to have an opinion on anything. It's a bit like you do your sport, and I think that then drives you away from the human aspect of dealing with, especially young players, I think, have that kind of feeling that they're not allowed to do anything and say anything, they just can just play golf. Yeah, but if you've got inner turmoil and you've got inner stuff that you need to deal with, that needs to get out, and there needs to be systems that are there to help, because in the end, they're humans more than they're sports people. And living with pressure and living with the performance pressure the sports people do, that can sometimes lead you into some pretty bad places if you go through a bad spell. So to try and deal with that, which has been interesting to have those conversations, and hopefully it will help a few guys to, hopefully it'll make people understand, more people understand what sports people go through, and hopefully it will help a few sports people knowing that they don't deal with these things on their own. They are common in everyone that performs at a high level in sport. So there is a way to deal with it, and it gives a bit of hope at sometimes at the end of a very dark tunnel. So it's been fun to deal with, but also it raises some big serious questions. I went to Denmark. I'm a strong believer that. That golf tournament does so much for the sport in our country, and just because you can't play doesn't mean that you shouldn't be there. So we did a lot of other things during the week, which was nice. It was good to be there, but obviously it puts a very different perspective on what you do, because when you go to your home event playing, you're very focused and you're very like short with your time and all that, and all of a sudden you feel like you're at an event where you've got all the time in the world. So that was a different but a good perspective to get as well. So, but I'm enjoying things at the moment. Yep. Just looking forward to playing a bit again.
And speaking of the youngsters on tour, I noticed in the draw you've been grouped with Kurt Kitayama and Erik van Rooyen, and those two are very much guys to look out for on the European Tour, and that Kurt's won twice this year. Erik is finding himself in those positions, so it must be interesting for you seeing these guys come from other parts of the world and trying to make a name for themselves on the tour.
Yeah, but it's just fun to watch. You know, it's fun. You know, I play golf now with kind of, this is my world. You know, I don't kind of look at, this is what I need to do this week to win. I look at, this is what I want to do, and wherever that brings me, it brings me. But in that world, you can kind of watch all the good and all the bad that comes with professional sports people, and kind of get an idea of what you probably were like yourself when you were 25. And there's some good moments in that. There's probably also a few moments where you think, oh, I recognize that, and that was probably not the best way of dealing with things. But you know, then you, if it, you see something where you, you try and help them along and give them a little bit of a word of encouragement when things are not great, and then, you know, you, I enjoy watching young players win and do well, to see how they then develop as people with it, because they're all different, aren't they? And it's quite fun to watch.
After being the Ryder Cup captain last year and all this preparations, watching the players who are involved or could be involved, then having won the Ryder Cup in this impressive fashion and then kind of having finished the job, how do you feel now? It's several months after this. How do you find yourself? Because you maybe have to readjust, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's good in most parts. It's also, certain parts is tough, because your life is so hectic and so full on, when, especially the last 6 months into the captaincy, is very demanding. So you're full on it now. It's obviously a lot. It goes a lot more in quiet periods. So that can be, that's great at times, but it's also quite hard at times, because you're not involved in anything. You know, you're not involved in a bigger discussion. You kind of just go back and sit down and try and. But then you try and find your own way with what you want to do. And after the Ryder Cup, I felt like I needed 3 months just, but it's turned out to be more like a year of just kind of sit back and see where life takes me, because it's going to take a bit of time.
But it's quite refreshing, I think, after all this stress.
Definitely. But I like having something to work towards. And because I've done that all my life, and then as a player and then as a captain. So now it's a bit like, what am I going to do now? What is it that I'm working towards? And I'm trying to find my way with that, if that's still playing and looking to a senior's career, doing something it will always probably be within golf, but doing something completely different. But I need probably 2019 to kind of pass by, and then we'll make some decisions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, appreciate it.
No worries.
Vielen Dank Tom Carlyle von der European Tour und natürlich vielen Dank Desiree Wolf und selbstverständlich auch vielen Dank an Thomas Björn, den großen Dänen, der zum Interview bereitstand im Vorfeld der BMW International Open 2019, und über die berichten wir euch ja in den nächsten Tagen weiterhin ausführlich hier bei uns bei Nur Golf auf meinsportpodcast.de. Abonniert den Golffeed, den Nur Golffeed, dann seid ihr immer bestens informiert über alles, was bei der BMW International Open sich so zuträgt, und im Laufe des Tages gibt es da noch weitere Stimmen direkt aus München-Eichenried, eingefangen von unserer Expertin und Kollegin vor Ort, Desiree Wolf.
Nur Golf auf meinsportpodcast.de. Willkommen bei meinsportpodcast.de. Wir sind Podcast.
Wir bieten euch die größte Auswahl an Sportpodcasts, die der deutschsprachige Raum so zu bieten hat.
Über 20 Sportarten, mehr als 45 Podcast-Serien, über 9000 veröffentlichte Podcasts und über 5 Millionen Podcast-Downloads allein im Jahr 2018. Wir sind Podcast. Wir sind meinsportpodcast.de.